Welcome again to episode 2 of the Fan's Eye View commentary on Final Fantasy Unlimited. I'm Ryu Shikaze, I'm joined by Tenyo and GLD again. We're on episode 2, Magnum, Man of the Black Wind, and we're just going to start it up, so get yourself ready to go on the absolute start of your second episode. And we'll start in 1, 2, 3, go!
I'm still, every time, I just expect that sword to fuse with the gun and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of
wanted it to. I doubt
that
will ever go away.
Phoenix!
Oh, for the benefit of anyone who skipped episode 1, apparently all you need is dirt and some Englishy phrases, and you can summon monsters inside your opponents and cause them to explode.
Yes. The right dirt. You also need to shoot
them. Okay, yes, it has to be just the right dirt.
That is like the ugliest Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
I still want to throw a Pokeball at that thing. It looks like a fire-type Lugia, and that is awesome.
Orewa. All the emo characters go Orewa.
Orewa.
I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. He looked like Vincent there in silhouette.
My knowledge of Japanese is, to be fair, extremely non-existent just about, but if I'm not mistaken, I hear him saying, excuse me, Ore. So he's like brash young man style speech.
Not entirely. I mean, he's very much, informal, a bit brash, a bit, aloof, I think would be the best word for this.
Okay.
He's not, like, necessarily, like, brash, but he's very sort of distant. Boku would probably be a bit better for the brash, I think. Whereas Ore is just the general masculine.
Okay.
Then there's Watashi, which is the slightly feminine, gender-neutral-ish. And then there's Atashi or Atashitachi, or Atashi is the very feminine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... And then there's all sorts of various different, slightly different ways of saying I that are regional or cultural and... It's weird.
It's Cosmos again.
Yep.
Call the Warrior of Light.
Well, it's awfully bright out to be the Knight of Wonderland.
Yes. She just has, like, an 80-watt nightlight.
Hmm. Yes, we are familiar with not Bahamut and not Leviathan.
Yep. Not Hamid and Leviathan.
There you go.
Yeah. Or Leviathan.
The Black Wind. Very dramatic.
So, have you ever considered that your gun might be more effective if you just kept it gun-shaped?
Yeah.
It seems like that would be bad for a quick draw.
Yeah. I think sort of the part of the point is that you're not supposed to quick draw it, considering the horrible power that it has. It's supposed to be... You better be very sure. But...
Could you at least maybe get a normal gun for your other hand?
That would make too much sense.
Okay, good point.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Coherency in a story?
With an amnesiatic
You're
protagonist?
Crazy.
I mean, come
You're
on,
crazy.
Really.
What
Yugi,
is this?
What the hell are you doing here?
I have to find that man. He stole my Blue Eyes White Dragon card.
He's like,
you know, for the size of her breast, she has, like, no ass.
her proportions change constantly. Like, wait an episode or two, she will have a giant ass.
Maybe she snacks and works out a lot, so...
Could be.
Constantly gaining and dropping weight.
Could be. Or she's just lucky. What? The hell was that? What?
There are women who are very busty but have no hips to speak of. So she could be one of those.
They are very common in professional wrestling for some reason.
Yes.
It's fairy.
What the?
Well, most of the ones in professional wrestling, I think it's typical that they're, like,
implants.
Not necessarily enhanced, but definitely very regimented.
Implants.
Yeah.
And they pop when they are fighting in the ring.
Yeah, there's a reason we refer to that one move when used on a female wrestler as a silicone buster.
Yeah.
But... Wow.
That just sounds painful. Holy crap, I can just imagine somebody, like, punching me in the boob, and I'm like, ow! Why is he wearing a mask?
Okay, so not just Yugi, Ninja Yugi.
Yes. Ninjugi, as we call him.
Is that a robot, or...?
That's a mushroom man. I think he is, technically.
Is he smoking a pipe, or...?
He is.
That bug's got, like... Oh, and there are fleshlights! Did it say the bug's got fleshlights for eyes?
It's actually a projector.
I think that's a projector.
Oh, so see the this little kid is the monster?
No, he's speaking metaphorically, or not metaphorically necessarily, but he's like, he shot one of my servants. He's insulting me. He's shooting me. How dare he?
I see.
Popeye moment. Button. Now I'm having Chrono Cross flashbacks to Fun Guy.
Yeah. Yes.
One more tiny little
tee. Goose and Erba have a slap, 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 hint of kiss, slap, 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 slap relationship. And I don't think I put nearly enough slaps in there.
Well, you can only do so much.
This guy's creepy.
That is his role.
Creepy, creepy.
I'm waiting for him to take off his mask and turn out to be really goofy and spastic.
He very much strikes me as Kefka without the manic.
Mm.
Always scheming, always looking down on you, always with a plan alpha. That's actually his plan after the first 26 that's currently running, because he's running Plan A and Plan Alpha. He is a creepy fucker. He is always, always got a plan going.
White clown.
Okay.
That did not make sense, but okay.
It won't for a while.
Does she have little puffballs on her shoes?
Yes. I think those are actually the leg warmers.
Final Fantasy fashion is not required to make sense.
Yeah, well, I think they're leg warmers, technically.
And the boy's wearing them, too?
Yeah. They're either
either that or he just has a really fat ankle.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume it's fat ankles because that's hilarious.
Oh yeah, they're totally built like Mega Man below the waist.
Seriously. So wait, does that... From now on, I'm calling him Rock and her Roll.
Fair enough.
Rock and Roll!
I'll call him Palom and Porum. Bye, we're,
Peace out.
Yeah.
Did we not even bother to hire a babysitter for our very young children or anything?
I think, well, they are 12, and I think it literally is just that they went out one day, like, they went out, like, oh, yeah, we're going down to the beach for a little bit to, you know, do some tests, and then never came back.
Eddie said.
That was supposed to be a squawk?
Yes.
It's the chocobo! Is that supposed to be like a quay?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
I prefer it when they work, anyway.
They need to make like the weird little chocobo noises like that. I can't even make it, but...
Okay, so still like
here's
the birds.
Running joke of the series. Is the chocobo gonna grab her hair once every episode?
At least, pretty much.
Awesome.
Intense stare.
Too bad the light is shining only on his patched eye, and he therefore didn't see a damn thing.
No, he did. It's actually not a patch, it's a sunglass. It is half of a pair of sunglasses.
That may be the most retarded thing yet.
I'm not going to deny that, but I am going to say you have not seen anything yet because there's a character who I'm not going to spoil, but I'm not going to say anything, but I'm going to keep laughing.
We're still early in the series. I fully expect things to get worse.
Yes.
So far, that is perhaps the worst thing I've seen. I'm sorry, did you check the Chocobo's cloaca to see if it was a mister? I didn't... Oh.
Well, no, it was actually... the original statement was actually non-gendered. It was just Chocobo-san.
Chocobaba.
Chocobaba.
I wasn't even thinking. I just kind of thought ooh, Baba, from, like, Spirited Away, but, like, Baba.
Oh, yeah. This is actually Cloud's grandmother?
Hell yeah. Her hair looks like chocobo hair.
Oh, yeah. Quite on purpose. She is Chocobaba.
Chocobaba.
So wait, if she's Cloud's grandmother, then does that mean Cloud is related to Chocobilly?
Yes.
Yes.
Cloud is part elevator switch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you think he gets such verticals?
It all makes sense now. I have been enlightened. Was that Chocobo wearing shoes, by the way?
Not shoes, but he was wearing, greaves. Which are basically like leg armor.
I see.
So they armored the Chocobo's head and its legs and none of the parts that contain lungs and heart and liver and other such vital organs.
They are, however, the parts most likely to be hit first, because a Chocobo moves forward and is probably as a creature going to attack with its legs.
Okay, you know, she seems to be getting a little bit too much feeling out of these martial arts techniques.
You pervert.
No, she pervert. That's
I'm
what he's
sorry,
saying.
She's the one who made the O face.
Oh, he summoned the chocobo.
Yep.
No shit, girl.
Cute.
Webu, 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 webu.
I wonder who this could be. Oh, there he is. I didn't even notice he was standing behind them. I feel like his voice is very familiar.
So his other gun has two barrels.
Yes. Which are oddly offset.
I noticed that, and except for that they seem less offset depending on
the particular scene? Yeah.
I totally lost my train of thought with the pipe-smoking mushroom guy showing back up. Well, it's lucky he aimed directly at your mouth for every single
shot.
Well, there is a very good shoot-him-in-the-face urge.
And I suppose his mouth is the least armored part of his head, just looking at him. Well, I tried the regular gun.
Yeah.
Now it's time to use the other one.
My gun arm is getting angry!
I like how he's this classic guy that's always like, it has moved. Is it like, does a gun think on its own or something?
Yes, actually.
So he's just like chilling with it stuck in his arm, unable to use his arm, until the gun just decides, hey, I'm gonna do something.
There's a point in the series where he has is facing the issue that it won't move.
Thank you for the spoiler.
That sucks.
It's not very far in. So, and it's a very, very short period. But...
Does he go emo? And the gun decides not to work until he cheers up?
Not, well... No
think
more emo
thoughts.
Than he normally is, I don't think.
Think happy thoughts. Second star to the right, straight on till morning.
You know, Mushroom Guy, you could probably win if you didn't just stand there and let him do this.
Ground brown.
Mm-hmm.
ground brown.
And the magical violet.
Magical violet, too. Did you say this music does sound rather Final Fantasy-ish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, Typhon. Typhon doesn't get enough love.
Come on, sneeze him away!
Wait, where's the brown one? I see orange, blue, and purple.
The orange is the brown.
Oh, I'm sorry, bye. Hmm.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yay, space holding.
That sucks.
I don't remember that being one of the properties of wind. I mean, don't get me wrong. Kinda awesome, but...
Sucks to you. Are they gonna do that every episode?
Not every episode. I think there are a few where he doesn't summon anything.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah. No, pretty much every time he wins a fight. Na 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 na.
Okay. Do the Sesshomaru thing. Say you were just passing through.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds a little bit more like a Quay now.
Yeah.
Oh, he can talk to the chocobo when he wears the feather.
Mm-hmm. He is the party beastmaster.
Yay, well, here for the hyperactive chocobos.
That was a thing.
Just freaking out. Gotta go fast. Gotta go fast. Gotta go faster, 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 faster.
You know, now that I think about it, Eggman would probably win more fights if he roboticized Chocobo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm telling you. I mean, come on, why didn't you ever think of that?
They can keep up with Sonic. They've got a deadly beak attack. And occasionally they're very, very fat. Oh, and they can
sometimes
they have the ability to summon minions, yeah.
See, that one just went kamikaze and exploded. It would work perfectly.
There you go. They're willing to blow themselves up.
Choco heal. There are few things in Final Fantasy Tactics more feared than a random battle with chocobos. Because they're almost always going to be mostly red, and they've got killer stats. So they're going first, and they have Choco Medio.
Ooh. That sucks.
And Choco Medio is Meteor, but it can't be reflected.
Ouch.
So you're basically screwed.
Yeah, you just need to hope, pray, and kill.
Man, the Chocobos from 7 got shafted getting stuck with Choco Buckle.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, prophecy. Hi, I'm Cosmos.
I'm just saying. Oh! These folks, they do come across.
It's sand people! Well, I guess see you all next time, people.
Yep.
Peace out.
Later all. Recording is go.
Yay.
Video
oh my goodness.
Is up.
Hold on. Alright, I'm
Teddy is panic.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Let's play.
Alright.